Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata with me, Tapani Simayoki. It's the second Sunday in Lent, Reminiscere Sunday, and I'm greatly looking forward to bringing to you yet another delight from the magnificent corpus of Johann Sebastian Bach's sacred cantatas. If you are a new listener, I would encourage you to go to the program page on Lutheran Radio UK's website to listen to the first episode for a general introduction to Sunday Cantata. While you're there, at lutheranradio.co.uk, do listen to other past episodes as well as a wide variety of current and past programs from Lutheran Radio UK's catalogue. It being Lent, Bach never wrote a cantata for today, so for a second week running, we're dipping into cantatas written for occasions other than Sundays, works we would not otherwise get an opportunity to hear. The work we are going to hear is thought by most scholars these days to have been the very first cantata Bach ever wrote. As a result, it is found on Volume 1 of Bach Collegium Japan's chronological survey of the complete church cantatas, from which all our performances are taken. This fact gives me the opportunity to deal with one aspect of that complete cycle that has caused a great deal of conversation in musical circles and in the media alike. What on earth is a group of Japanese musicians doing, performing one of the centerpieces of Central European sacred music? Isn't it about as helpful as a group of German musicians performing Japanese traditional music? This is a question the founder and director of Bach Collegium Japan has had to answer many times, and which he decided to tackle head-on in the liner notes to the first volume. What he has to say is both perceptive and profound, and like last week, I would like to quote him at length. Masaki Suzuki writes, "It may seem strange to think that the Japanese performed the cantatas of Johann Sebastian Bach, who was one of the most important figures in the history of German music, and still stranger that our recording engineers are Swedish. How is it that the Japanese with such a different cultural heritage dare to play the music of Bach? This is typical of the sort of question with which I was often confronted when living and performing in Holland a number of years ago. Although recently such questions have become less common, they have forced me to pause and reconsider what Bach and his music mean to me, and my motivation in choosing to conduct his cantatas. First and foremost, in easing my hesitation and diffidence in approaching Bach's music was my eventual complete conviction that the God in whose service Bach labored and the God I worship today are one and the same. In the sight of the God of Abraham, I believe that the 200 years separating the time of Bach from my own day can be of little account. This conviction has brought the great composer very much closer to me. We are fellows in faith and equally foreign in our present age to the people of Israel, God's people of biblical times. Who can be said to approach more nearly the spirit of Bach? A European who does not attend church and carries his Christian cultural heritage mostly on the subconscious level, or an Asian who is active in his faith, although the influence of Christianity on his natural culture is small. All the same, I do not hold with those who say that non-Christians can never approach Bach cantatas properly, nor do I believe that adherence to the Christian faith is necessary for the beautiful performance of the music. Bach's cantatas are a true product of German culture, inextricably wedded to the German language. This presents the Japanese with some difficulty, since not only the pronunciation of the language itself, but the sense of musical phrasing and articulation which emerge from it, and indeed the musical structure and counterpoint integral to Bach, are all alien to the Japanese musical tradition. We must investigate these aspects of the music's context carefully. However firm one's Christian faith may be, one cannot handle this music without an understanding of its purely technical and musicological side. Having said this, however, what is most important in infusing a Bach cantata score with real life in performance is a deep insight into the fundamental religious message each work carries. End of quotation. As I have stated before on this program, it is this profound spiritual understanding of Bach's music, this theological kinship between the composer and the conductor, that marks out Bach Collegium Japan's performances and recordings from the competition. Suzuki may not be a Lutheran. He is in fact a member of a Reformed church, but he nevertheless understands Bach from the inside as a Christian in a predominantly non-Christian culture. As for the issue of language and pronunciation, this is something that used to be leveled at Bach Collegium Japan, or BCJ, regularly. In fact, some of the listeners to Sunday Cantata have commented on it in the feedback they have sent to me at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. I am not competent to judge on the matter, so must defer to someone else who is. The German tenor Gerd Türk, who appears on a large number of BCJ recordings, once told a BBC journalist that not only could he not fault the Japanese singer's German pronunciation, but that he had found many German listeners commenting to him that they found BCJ easier to understand than most German performances. Such is the clarity of their diction. I think that puts the question to bed. Time to turn to today's cantata. Although it is Bach's first cantata and one of his earliest compositions, it is numbered 150 in the BWV, the catalogue of Bach's works, explained by the fact that BWV numbers reflect not the order of composition, but the order of publication by the editors of BWV. The title of the cantata is Nach dir her verlanget mich, to you, O Lord, I lift up, the opening words of Psalm 25, which forms the text of this work. It is not clear when it was written or for what occasion, but it is possible that it had already been performed before Bach took up his post in Mühlhausen in 1507, which means that he would have written it while he was organist of the Neue Kirche, the New Church, at Arnstadt, his first salaried position as an organist, which Bach took up at the tender age of 18. The text of the cantata is the psalm, with the even-numbered movements quoting it directly, and the odd-numbered verses consisting of paraphrases by an unknown author. The style is fresh and firmly rooted in the traditions of North Germany and composers of the previous generation such as Buxtehude and Pachelbel, who exercised an enormous influence on the young Bach. At one time, Bach requested a four-week leave of absence in order to walk to Lübeck to meet and hear the great Buxtehude, only to extend his stay to 4 months, much to the ire of his employers. Nevertheless, the music is immediately recognizable as Bach's. He may not have reached full maturity, or even complete technical mastery, but this is quite clearly the work of a master craftsman, full of the promise which was to be fulfilled in the later cantatas, the Passions and the Magisterial B minor Mass. Like the other early cantatas, this work is written in a fairly free motet style, with considerable variations of mood and mien. Bach, like many of his peers, would later adopt the so-called Neumeister style of cantata, developed by the Lutheran pastor and poet Edmund Neumeister. Neumeister cantatas mirrored closely contemporary opera style with its alternation of choral movements, recitative, and arias. Most of Bach's later cantatas were written in this style, but in the early works such as BWV 150, he pays homage to a more traditional cantata style, rooted not in the opera house, but in the church's own tradition of choral motets. The cantata opens with a brief instrumental sinfonia introducing the key musical device, a series of chromatic downward scales expressing the suffering of God's people in a wicked world. Some scholars think that the cantata was written for a penitential service. Certainly, the opening creates an atmosphere that would suit such an occasion very well. The second choral movement is in the form of a prelude and fugue of the type that Bach wrote by the dozen for the organ in these early years in his career. The opening section mimics the sinfonia closely, with its continuation of the chromatic scales, each vocal part taking its turn to sing out the lament of the opening words, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul." The music then pauses dramatically, calling God's attention with the words, "O my God," before the rapid, animated fugue that expresses the urgency of the psalmist's prayer with its runs and overlapping voice entries, "In you I trust, let me not be put to shame, let not my enemies exult over me." Next follows a soprano aria, a simple setting of the anonymous poet's words accompanied by the violins. Yet I am and shall remain content. Though cross, storm, and other trials may rage here on earth, death, hell, and what must be. Though mishap strike your faithful servant, right is and remains ever right. The fourth movement, also a prelude and fugue, introduces a radical change, replacing the mournful descending chromatic scales of the opening movements with bold ascending whole tone scales, expressing the truth of God's word and the certainty of the believer's hope. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, for you I wait all the day long. The fugue on the words, teach me, stops very deliberately when we come to the source of the suffering Christian's hope. For you are the God of my salvation. Words of faith stated with solemn assurance. The next movement setting paraphrase verse is a duet for alto and bass solos accompanied by the continuo only, that is by the cello and keyboard, in this case the organ, which forms the backbone of all Baroque music. Cedars must before the tempest often suffer much torment and are often uprooted. Entrust to God both thought and deed. Do not heed what howls against you, for his word teaches us quite otherwise. The energetic continuo accompaniment depicts the trials caused by stormy winds of temptation. The continuo cello part is played in this recording, as on all the BSAG volumes, by Masaaki Suzuki's younger brother, Hidemi. This is followed by a setting of verse 15 of the psalm for the choir. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. This is another prelude and fugue. Slow-moving chords for the first line of text accompanied by a high singing violin part, followed by a brief fugue setting the second line. The final movement is a chaconne in the style of Johann Pachelbel, known these days for his famous canon. A chaconne is one of several musical forms based on a simple idea. The bass line is repeated over and again, with the rest of the music moving and mutating slowly over this constant foundation. This device was particularly popular in the middle and late Baroque periods with composers such as Pachelbel in Germany and Henry Purcell in England, whose Dido's Lament is a well-known example. In this setting, Bach gives all the musicians their turn at giving voice to the words. First the orchestra in the introduction, then the choir, and then each of the soloists sing of the Christian's confidence in God's triumph over all suffering. All my days of suffering are ended by God in gladness. Christians on the thorny path are led by heaven's power and blessing. If God remains my faithful jewel, I shall ignore human affliction. Christ, who stands by us, helps me daily win the battle. Over a century after Bach's death, this beautiful conclusion to his first cantata received the highest possible accolade when a later giant of North German music, Johannes Brahms, quoted it in the finale of his fourth and final symphony. Here then is Bach's first church cantata, BWV 150, Nach dir her verlanget mich, performed by Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists are Yumi Kokurisu, soprano, Akira Tachikawa, countertenor, Koki Katano, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. It is taken from the very first volume of the BCJ cycle of complete cantatas, released on the BIS label and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com. Thank you for listening to Sunday Cantata. I do hope that you found today's episode interesting, enjoyable, and above all, edifying. Do keep your emails coming to our inbox at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Visit our website at lutheranradio.co.uk to listen to other programs. To find out more about Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, the church I serve as pastor, go to the congregation's website at oslc.org.uk, where you can find information, a calendar of events, sermon recordings, and more. Tune in again for another episode of Sunday Cantata next Sunday. I am Pastor Tapani Simoyoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.